Save a little more this month. Chime checking accounts have features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe and no monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/goals24. Banking services and debit card provided by Bancorp, Bank NA, or Stride Bank NA. Members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply.
This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
It's 8 minutes after the hour, and this is going to be a pretty pivotal weekend because the action that you take could actually save a life. It's prescription take back, drug take back weekend here. And in Northeast Florida, it's an opportunity for you to go through the medicine cabinet, to go through the house, or maybe if you've recently lost a loved one and you've been wondering what in the world do we do with all the prescriptions, safe disposal, the right level of disposal is happening. Our friend Mike McCormick with the Florida Poison Control here in Jacksonville is here. And safe disposal, it's what it's all about is safe disposal. Throwing away, putting it out in the trash, going down the drain. All bad ideas.
Oh, absolutely, Rich. And thanks for having us on this morning. But, you know, I could point right to a study done by Florida International last year where they went around our state, caught redfish, 113 of them. 107 had pharmaceuticals inside them. And that's from people, you know, they see it on the movies. People throw the pills down the toilet and flush them down the toilet. We don't want to do that. We want safe disposal. And this weekend from 10 until 2 o'clock, in multiple locations all across Northeast Florida, we'll have the opportunity for people to bring them back. But in addition, you can drop them off at most pharmacies. Some police departments take them back. And if you come to floridapoisoncontrol.org, we have a locator. You put in your zip code and you can find locations near you all year round. Or you can also find the one for drop-offs this weekend.
What sort of prescriptions are you looking to collect? Or what are the maybe the most dangerous ones? Is it easy to group that stuff together? Is it really everything?
It's everything, Rich. And I think that's what a lot of people don't realize because we treat things differently. But as a matter of fact, two of the substances that we get most of the calls about are acetaminophen, that's the active ingredient in Tylenol, and ibuprofen. And it's because those are pills that are out, they're accessible in the house. Many times we keep them in multiple places, maybe in a purse or a backpack, in the kitchen, in the bathroom. And it's just accessibility to pills that leads to problems. And that's why we want people, if they're expired, if they're unused, if you no longer need them, stop storing them. And let's be honest, we all do it. And you occasionally you pop open that medicine cabinet and you go, how did I get all this stuff in here?
You were telling me a story the other day about how you can tell at these takebacks if someone has lost a loved one. And it actually happens more frequently probably than you or I could ever imagine.
It happened to my family this year. My wife lost her grandmother and we went in and she was 97. And when we went in, the medicine cabinet was just overflowing. We were left with a giant box of medication. And it's like, what do you do with all this? And when we're at the take backs, and we do this twice a year, the fourth Saturday in April and the fourth Saturday in October, you can always tell when somebody shows up and they grab that big box out and you're like, oh, I'm sorry for your loss. And we know it almost every single time. Mm.
As we look at the safe disposal, who are you partnering with in order to safely dispose? And if not just people, but I'm thinking about like facilities, like nursing care facilities and things like that. How are they safely disposing of this to ensure that they're not falling into the wrong hands when it does an OD?
Well, there's a lot of different ways, and we're partnering with a lot of people. And one of them that I want to point out is the Duval Health Department. And we're very lucky. They have provided us with a large stock of Narcan. And at the UF Health North location, that will be the only one, UF Health North location, we will be giving away free Narcan for anybody that wants it. Narcan is an opioid reversal medication. It has proven to save lives. So we're very excited about that. We're partnering with many people, Drug Free Duval, Project Opioid, local police departments, Jacksonville Beach Police Department, the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office, the law enforcement in every county, because we do need to have uniformed law enforcement personnel to actually accept the drugs when they are turned in. As far as facilities and stuff, they make products. One of them is called Deterra, and you can get it very easily on the internet where you just dump the pills into this package, add a little bit of water, let it foam for 30 seconds, seal it, shake it, and you throw it away. And everything, including the packaging, is 100% biodegradable, but it completely breaks down the medication. So it's not going from the landfill and into our water supply. It's not going through your plumbing and out into the sewer system and ending up in our environment.
Are we seeing more kids who are getting their hands on it? Is it our teenagers? Is it all of it where a prescription is still in the medicine cabinet? I think of my own home where I've got a 7-year-old boy and we put it up high. But
He can climb on counters. So I'm thinking of the 7-year-old, but I'm worried about the teenagers and the young adults who may be, you know, turning to drugs and determining that this is the easier way for me, or selling it, or whatever the case may be. What are you seeing at the local level?
Well, and the easy answer to your question is yes, it's all of the above. Yeah. So with children, and we saw an increase last year. As a matter of fact, the CPSC just reported that fatal poisonings of children under the age of 6 increased by 66% last year in this country. Wow. There were more than 68,000 emergency room visits for children getting into medicine. And when we're talking about that, we're really talking about the under 6 set. But as we start moving into the teenagers now, and we start to see some experimentation, a piece that I saw from one of the drug coalitions said, I didn't know I was her drug dealer, because about 50% of people who end up addicted to opioids start with a pill from a friend or a family member. And then as we move on in life, it's medication mistakes that we see. You start taking more medication, more supplements, and it's easy just to grab the wrong ones or end up forgetting that you took it and take it again. I mean, you know, a lot of mornings I get up and take medicine around 5:15, and by 5:30 I'm like, did I take my medicine? So, you know, I actually have to keep it in the pill minder and keep it so that I can remember, yes, I did, or no, I didn't. It happens as we get older, Rich.
Funny how our minds are starting to just get a little bit more tricky with age, right?
Yep.
Sites all around the metro area. How can we find one? And again, an important reminder, how to get in touch with Florida Poison Control. Never can say the number enough.
Absolutely. So we'll start with the number 1-800-222-1222. Please save that in your cell phone so you'll have it when you need it. We had more than 130,000 calls just in the state of Florida last year. Nationally, our phones ring about every 12 and a half seconds at the 55 accredited poison centers. To find a location this week, and the easiest thing to do is going to be to come to our website, floridapoisoncontrol.org, and right there when you come to it, on middle of the screen is going to be a big graphic. Click on it, and then you can put your zip code in, and it will list the locations closest to your house. Again, if you would like the Narcan, please come up to UF Health North. We're up by the airport or River City Marketplace, where we will have Narcan. Because, you know, Rich, one of the things that we're excited about, while opioid deaths continued to rise nationally last year, getting close to 4% increase, we went down a little more than 4% in Florida. And one of the reasons we think that is because we are getting more Narcan on the streets.
And awareness as well.
Oh, totally awareness as well. And we appreciate all that you guys have done. You've been big supporters of Take Back Day for years and helping us get the word out, because we can't get the word out often enough.
Yeah, there's 4 locations around Duval County. There are locations close to you within 10 miles. The Avenues Mall is one, is probably closest to me right now as I look over. But make sure that you go to the Florida Poison Control site and you can see those locations and expose of the unwanted, unused, or maybe even the unintended prescriptions or just drugs that are in the medicine cabinet. Mike, appreciate it. Mike McCormick with Florida Poison Control.
You can probably treat yourself to an ad-free upgrade, or at least grab an extra latte, after getting a Chime checking account with features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe, no minimum balance requirements, and no monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/goals24. That's chime.com/goals24. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply.